everything.
Yeah.
But you are soloing them.
Well, but he will just pass the solo.
You gotta modify the chords.
Right.
Right, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part. That's the game.
That's the game part.
It's supposed to be a blend of both. This is an educational game.
Alright, look.
So,
see how well those sound?
I know.
No kid plays those on their own. No kid plays educational games for fun.
I don't know. There are some of those. There are these programs like those typing games where you try to get the penguins across the stream.
Yeah, and I can show them any one of another 1,000 other video games that are not like that, and they'll play those.
I know.
They'll play those like fly to shit.
That's true. That's a little more violent. All right. Yeah. Okay. So I'll start. So that can be a way to practice the tune, especially with a lot of chord changes, where you kind of, you know, take a motif or something. Or I think we started. Actually, that's even in the head.
Well, it is.
Yeah. try to spin that over as much of the tune as you can, and that forces your ears to figure out how to work their way out of these corners. Like,
so
okay.
If you're practicing something, then you try to hear how it fits, or you sit there and okay, so this has it.
No. You want to, I mean, a little bit of theory, if you come up with something you
while
like.
You're woodshedding, right? Not while you're practicing here. I get why you want to be relying on your ear more.
No, when you're practicing too, I would take, I mean, if you come up with something you really like, then yeah, by all means say, oh, that's a 9 going to a something else.
Okay.
But there has to be a point during practicing. I mean, the funny thing about this studio in particular is it's like, you get a room full of doctors, engineers, and you tell them to rely on their instincts. It's like, everybody gets intellectual about it. So just trying to kind of suggest to most people that they do something in their practice that's more ear-based. Maybe you'd say, I want to learn this particular riff in all 12 keys. Maybe you'd say, I want to figure out this particular voicing for guitar or piano, or even a particular bass line with, passing tones in it or something. Maybe there is a mathematical part, but ultimately, I think you have to take that step in between of saying, all right, now I'm going to just play with this. So taking one of those things and kind of forcing your ear to do the work instead of your brain. So it's, if you have a fifth.
Transcribing is the practice that gets you that.
Yeah, or even just taking parts of solos and just kind of improvising around those or something. I mean, it doesn't even have to be an entire solo that you're digging into. It could just be, a four-measure phrase that you really like. And say, oh, that's kind of interesting. He's arpeggiating this and then using a couple of passing tones. Let me see if I can do that in my own way. And that way you're kind of breaking down little bits and metabolizing.